Shvi. The pasuk continues with the erva of Mishkav Zachar. Bezachar leSishkav Mishkav Eisha. And with a man you shall not lie the way one lies with a woman. Ta'evahi. This is an abomination. Uvachol behema leSitein Shechavtecha LaTamava. And to all animals you shall not lie to make yourself impure through her. That means that a man must not be mezane with a behema, the isha, and a woman, leisamed lefnei behema, shall not stand before an animal, leriva, for mating. Tevelu, it is tevel. Rashi explains tupshatim in the word tevel. Either it means it is a disgusting act, or tevelu, it means it is a mixture of the zera, the seed of an animal, and the zera, the seed of a human being. Al titamu b'chol eile, you shall not be mitami yourself with all of these arayas. Ki b'chol eile nitmu ha-goyim asher ani mishaleach mibneichem. Because with all of these arayas, the goyim that I am expelling before you have done all these arayas. Vatitma ha-oretz, and they will mitame the land. They made the land impure. For efkod avoino oleho, and I will remember its avera upon it. Vatoki ha-oretz is yoshveho, and the land will spit out its inhabitants. And you shall watch my chukim and my mishpatim of Arias for Lysasu, and you shall not do all these disgusting acts, ha ezrach, whether you are a native, v'hager hagar b'seichem, or a ger. Ki es kol ha-te'evus ha-el, because all of these abominations, asu anshei ha-oretz asher lefneichem, the people of the land that are before you have done, v'atitma ha-oretz, and the land became tameh. V'lo-soki ha-oretz eschem, and the land should not spit you out, v'tama'achem oiso, when you will be metameh, kasher kol es ha-goy asher lefneichem, just like it will spit out the nation that is before you. Rashi says that Eretz Yisrael can be compared to a prince who is not used to eating disgusting foods, foods that are mo'os. And if he does eat such foods, his stomach cannot handle it, and he spits it out, he vomits out such foods. So too, Eretz Yisrael cannot hold on to oivrei avera, people that do averas. And if a person is mezaneh in Eretz Yisrael must spit him out and expel him from the land. Rav Aaron Cutler is medayik in this pasuk, that the pasuk says that Eretz Yisrael should not spit you out, just like it spit out the goyim. Kasher ko es ha-goy asher lefneichem. Just like it spit out the nation that is before you. When the Torah was written, the nations were not spit out yet. They were still living in Eretz Yisrael. So why does the pasuk say in the past, kasher ko, just like it has spit out these nations? Rav Aaron learns that from here we see that the word of Hashem is as if it was done. And since Hashem said that he would spit out the nations that do averus, therefore the Torah can write that he already spit them out, because when Hashem says something, we can consider it done already. Ki kol asher yaseh mikol ha-te'evus ha-ele, anyone that will do any of these abominations, v'nichrasu ha-nefoshos ha-oseis mikerev amom, the souls that will do these averus will be chayiv kares. It is written in the plural to say that men and women are chayiv kares for these averus. U'shemartem es mishmarti, and you shall watch my watching. What is this pasuk coming to add to what was stated already earlier in pasuk Chavav, where it says u'shemartem atem es chukosai ves mishpatai? Rashi says this pasuk is an azara for Bezdin. We are telling Bezdin that they must enforce that the Yidden are not mezaneh. U'shemartem esh mishmarti, and Bezdin should watch my watching. Levilti asois, to make sure that nobody else does mechukos hatoyevas asher nasu lefneichem, from these terrible acts that were done before you. V'loisitamu bohem, and in order that you shall not make yourself impure through them. Ani Hashem lekechem, I am Hashem your God. If you do not make yourself impure through these averas, then I am your God. But if you are metami yourself through these averas, I am not your God. Zachrashi pasuk vav, loisikrevu, you shall not come close. Lahazir hanakeva kizachar. The reason why the Torah says it v'loshen rabim in the plural is to prohibit the nakeva, the female, just like a male. L'kachnem aloshen rabim, that's why it says it in the plural. Ani Hashem, nem aloshem schar, I am believed to pay reward for the ones who stay away from arayis. Ervas avicha, zu eishas avicha, this is referring to your father's wife. Oy enoy elo. Maybe the pasuk is saying, like the literal meaning, that one must not be mezaneh with his father. Nemakan ervas avicha. It says in this pasuk the words ervas avicha. V'nemar lahalon. And it says further in Parashas Kedoshim ervas avicha gila. The words ervas aviv gila. where he revealed the erva of his father, ma lahalon eishes ovid. Just like over there in Parshas Kedoshim, it says explicitly that the pasuk is talking about your father's wife, afkan eishes ovid. Here also, it is referring to your father's wife. Zakrashi ve'ervas imcha, the erva of your mother, lahavi. This is coming to include imoy, his mother, she'enoy eishes ovid, which is not his father's wife. Ervas eishes avicha, the erva of your father's wife is repeated again, l'rabis lachamisa, to include that even after the father dies, still his wife is usher to the son. Bas avicha, af bas anusa b'mashma. This pasuk is teaching us that even if the father raped a woman and had a daughter, the daughter is usher to the father's son because she is his sister from the same father. Zok Rashi, Maledes Bayis Oy Maledes Chutz, Bein Shenolda Me Oysen She'armim Loy Lavicha Kayemes Ima. Whether this daughter was born from a relationship that we tell the father, you may keep the mother, you may stay married to the mother. Ubein She'armim Loy Hoytzes Ima. And whether this daughter was born from a relationship where we say to the father, you must divorce and separate from the mother, because she is usher to you. Kigain, for example, where the father married Mamzeres Oy Nesina, a Mamzeres, or a nesina. A mamzeres is a child born from a forbidden union, punishable by kares or miso bidei shamayim. So the child born from such a union is called a mamzeres, and one may not marry such a woman. And a nesina are the descendants of the gevonim, whose gerus was not a valid gerus in the time of Yeshua, and one may not marry somebody who is a nesina. So if the person marries this mamzeres or this nesina and has a daughter, still this daughter is also to the father's son because she is his sister. Zakrashi ervas bas bincha, bebita me'anusasei hakosuv medaber. The pasuk is talking about bita me'anusasei. If one was ma'anes and isha, he raped a woman and had a daughter, this daughter and the daughter's daughter are usur. Ubita ubas bita me'ishtoi, and the case where he marries a woman and has a daughter, and the daughter has a daughter, anu lemedim, we learn it out from the pasuk further, me'ervas ishu ubita, from the pasuk of ervas ishu ubita, where a person marries a woman, and he is usur to his wife's daughter and granddaughter. Shenema behen, because the pasuk says over there, you shall not uncover their nakedness. Whether this daughter came from him, whether this is a daughter from a previous marriage, it does not make a difference. Your wife's daughter is also to you, whether this daughter is from you or from a different man. Zakrashi ervas bas bincha. This pasuk seems to only tell me that the granddaughter is also. It does not discuss the daughter herself. Zakrashi kavachomer lebitcha. It's a kavachomer that the daughter is usher. If the granddaughter is usher, definitely the daughter herself is usher. El lefisha ein mazir min adin. But since we do not derive and learn out a negative prohibition by means of reasoning, lamdu migzeres shava b'mesechet Yevamos, we learn it out from a gzeres shava in Mesechet Yevamos, because it says over here the word heina, and further on in pasuk Yudzayin it says over there the word heina. Just like over there, the granddaughter and daughter are usher. Here too, granddaughter and daughter are both usher. Ervas bas eishes avicha. Now the pasuk goes back to the erva of your sister. Limeh, it teaches us she'ein chayev al achoisai, that one is not chayev because of the erva of sister. Mishifcha v'nachris, if the father has relations with a shifcha knanis, a slave woman that is a knanis, or a goy. The kach nemar, that's why the pasuk says bas eishes avicha, the daughter of your father's wife. Bira'uya l'kedushin, it has to be a relation that kedushin can be taifes. But since on a shivcha and a goy kedushin cannot be taifes, the daughter that they will have will not be usher to the father's son, midin achoisai. Ervas achi avicha le'segale. Umahi ervosai, what is the nakedness of your father's brother? El ishtel le'sikrab, you shall not approach his wife. Eishes binchehi, you are not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law because she is your son's wife. Le'amarti, I did not say it's usur, elo kishyesh lebincha ishesbo. Only in a case where your son was married to this woman. Prat, This comes to exclude la'anusa. If your son was ma'anes and isha, he raped a woman, this woman is not usher to the father midin kalosai. V'shifcha anachris, and also a shifcha or anachris that will be married to his son, since there is no kedushin on a shifcha and anachris, the shifcha and anachris is not usher midin kalosai from the din of a daughter-in-law. Ervas isha ubita le'usher akos of elai de nisui harishoina. The Tosik only assert that if you marry the first wife, you are usher to the daughter. L'kach nemar le'sikach. That's why the pasuk says le'sikach l'shen kicha, an expression of taking. V'chein le'inyan ha'inish. And so concerning the punishment that are mentioned in Parashas Kedoshim, the pasuk says asher yikach es isha ves ima, one who will take a l'shen kicha, the mother and daughter. L'shen kicha. Aval anes isha, but one who is ma'anes an isha. He rapes a woman, mutar lisa bita, he is allowed to marry her daughter. It is only if there is kedushin on the first one that the daughter is usher. But if one is ma'anis, the first one, then the daughter is mutar. Shara hena, kroivais hena, zulazu. They are related to each other. Zima, eta, advice. Kitaguma, like Targum says, atzas chitin, is an advice of sinning. Sheisrecha, yoatzecha lachtoi. Your yetzahara is advising you to sin. Ela choisa shtein ka'achas. You are not allowed to marry a woman and her sister together. So Rashi litzra to become rivals. Loshen tzara. It is a loshen of a co-wife. Lasas ezu tzara lezu. To make one a co-wife with the other. Bichayeho, when she is alive. Lemecha, this teaches you. She'im girsha, if he divorces the first one. Loyisa es achoisa, he still may not marry her sister. Kozman shubachayim, as long as she is alive. But if she dies, the first one dies, then he may marry her sister. La moilach, avodah zarah hi sheshma moilach. And avodah zarah, that is called moilach. Vizuhi avidasa. And this is the way you worship the avodah zarah. Shemoiseh b'noi lekaimrim. He gives over his son and daughter to the priest. Va'oisin shtei medurais gedoilas. And they make two large bonfires. Umavir nesaben. And they pass the son or the daughter Baraglov by walking through them. Between the two bonfires. Laisitain, Zuhi Mesiros Lekarmim. The Pasuk says, you shall not give. This means giving the children over to the priest. Lahavir Lamelech, to pass them through the Melech. Zuhavar Zeish. This is referring to passing them through the bonfires. Tevelhu, Lashon Kodesh, the Erva Veniyov. It is a language of Erva, Znos, and disgustingness. The Chain, and so it says in the Pasuk, Ve'api al Tavlisam, and my anger is over their perversions. Tava'acher, Tevel hu Lashon Belilo. Tevel means a mixture. The Irbuv Zera Odom Vezera Behema, a mixture of the seed of a person and the seed of an animal. Loisakia Oretz Eschem, the land should not spit you out. Mashal, this is compared to the Ben Melech, to a prince. Shehechilu davar most. They gave him to eat something that is disgusting. Sheeino oimed b'meyav, that does not remain in his stomach. He's not used to such foods. Elamakia, he spits it out. Kach Eretz Yisrael eino mekayemes over aver. So too Eretz Yisrael cannot hold on to people that do averus. Eretz Yisrael spits them out. The Targumai, like Targum says, v'loy sirokun. Lashon reikun, an expression of emptying. Meirika atzmoi mehem. Eretz Yisrael empties out the ovri avera from it. Hanafoshes ha'oisos b'loshen rabim, hazochar v'anakeva b'mashma. Both the male and the female that do these averas of arayis are chayev karis. Ushemartim es mishmarti, and you shall watch my watching. Lahazer bezdin akach, to warn bezdin that they must enforce the averas of arayis. V'loisitamu bohem ani Hashem alekechem. Hoim titamu, if you are metamu yourself with arayis, eini alekechem, I am not your God. V'atem nifsalim me'achorai, and you are unfit to follow me. Umahano yeshidubachem, and what benefit do I have from you? Mischayev and Klia, because you deserve to be killed. Lekachnema ani Hashem alekechem. That's why the pasuk says, I am your God. If you are not metami yourself with arayas, I am your God. But if you do, I am not your God.